Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin Amabez by the two dots, and we're up to Shlakos. We're up to Shlakos, the next topic that was brought up in the Mishnah, daf Lamed Hey Amabez. We spoke about milk, we spoke about bread and baked goods, we spoke about oil, and now we are up to Shlakos, which we know better as Bishul. Bishul Akum, that is today's topic, and we get into the Gemara right now. It says the Gemara of Shlakos. Minan Emili, how do I know that Shlakos are Usur? So, Minan Emili sounds like it's Usur Daraisa. So we usually don't think of it that way, so that'll be the Maskana. But at least in this stage, the Gemara is thinking that maybe there's some type of Usur Daraisa. Again, Isur Achila, not Isur Hana. But what's the source? Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan, Amar Kra, Ochel, Bakesef Tashbireini V'yachalti, Umayim Bakesef Tidinli V'shasisi, as is described at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Bnei Israel said, we'll buy food and water, and we won't have to take from the ourselves, and we won't have any negative effects on the nations that we're walking through. But we compare in that pasuk, we compare food and water, ochel and mayim. So ma mayim shalo nishtanu, just like water, shalo nishtanu, that it was unchanged, right? That's the water that you're allowed to take from the other nations. Saaf ochash lo nishtana, so too food. The only food that you ought to take from the other nations, is a type of food that has been unchanged. So that's what we think the drush is. So says the Gemara, wait a minute, Delmayata. Chitan vasan klayos hachanami dasurin. So if you have parched wheat, you took wheat and you roasted it, that would also be yasser because it's not exactly as it was. In its natural state. V'chitema achanami, and if you want to say that's true, v'atanya, the Brisa says that's not true. Chitan v'asan kalayos mutarin. It's mutter to take parched grains. So ela kamayim. So another try. Maybe it's like water in the following way. Ma mayim shalonish tanu mi bir yasan. Af ochash lonishtanu mi bir yaso. Even roasted kernels or roasted grain, okay, it's a little roasted, but it's still the same. It still has the same look, has the same texture. So maybe that's what it means. You're only allowed to have something from them, that lo nishtana, that was not changed from its state, that might have nafka minas also in Hilchos Brachos and other contexts. So maybe that's what it means. The Gemara again says, Ela me'ata, chitin v'tachnan. So what happens if you grind up wheat? Hachanami dasurin. If a non-Jew grinds flour for me, so that also should be usur according to this, because it's not me bir yaso. V'chitim achanami, and if you want to say that's true, it's not true. V'yotan yechitan vasan klayos, hakimachim vaslasos shalahen mutarin. So you can get flour from them, right? So remember we had, a couple of days ago, we had some Rishonim that said, the Rush, that maybe even earlier stages of the baking process, the kneading and the sidur and the aricha, and we paskin against that. The Rambam says only the actual afia. But now we're suggesting regarding the other processes in the kitchen, so maybe even grinding. Someone says, no, that's not true. It's not true because grinding does not aser it. So Ella, the Gilyoni Ashasi, Rabbi Yosef Engel, has a big discussion of grinding and separating, tochein and borer, regarding those two malachas on Shabbos. Does tochein change the item's status? Does it change its inherent status? Because you see, from this Gemara, the Gemara gives off the impression that it is mutter, even though it's not, it is nishtanami v'yasa. Does that have any effect for Hilchos Shabbos? Does that have any effect for the machlokas Rishonim? He gets into whether we know that the Gemara says that borer has a heter of miyad, right, in Shabbos ayin dalet. Does Tochein have the heter miyad? So the Tshuva of the Rashba says yes, and the other Rishonim argue vehemently on the Rashba. Where do you see that from? Is that where in the Gemara, what, all malachas are mutter miyad? Right? Only borer is mutter miyad, for the whatever reason that is. But the Gemara says that, but other malachas should be mutter just for, if you want to have for immediate consumption. The Rashba and Tshuva says yes. It's quoted in the Ramah, in Hilchos Shabbos, but the Gilyoni Ashas relates that machlokas Rishonim to our Gemara right here, and he has a big discussion of whether, what changes status, what does borer do, what does tochein do, and he relates it, can you compare those two malachas? Okay, so the Gemara says, lamaskana though, almost lamaskana I should say, ela kamayim, second to last line, ma mayim shlo nishtana mi bir yasana ayidei ha'or, af ocha shlo nishtana mi bir yaso ayidei ha'or. Just like water, water and food are compared. Just like water has not been changed through the use of fire, or so to food, the only food that you're allowed to take from a non-Jew is food that was not changed al-yidei ha'or through the mechanism of fire. Says the Gemara, Midi Orksiv. Does the Pasuk say anything about fire? Why would you limit it in that way? So Gemara comes up with a maskana, Ella Midi Rabbanan. Really, it's an Issur Rabbanan, just like all the other ones in the Mishnah. At least not all, and maybe some of them, right? The Chalav was a Chashash Daraisa. Maybe he'll mix in some non-kosher milk. But this is the Rabbanan. Midi Rabbanan v'kra asmachta b'yalma. The Pasuk is an asmachta, and therefore it doesn't have to be exactly parallel. It, even though it doesn't say Eish in the Pasuk, we still say that that is what it is related to. So, l'maskana, it is Drabanan. What's the reason? What's the reason for Bishalakum? Rashi. On top, Midrabanan. Shalo yehe Yisrael ragil etzlo, b'machal b'mishteh, v'yachilenu davertameh. Wow. So Rashi says here, at least, that Bishal Akim is also because of Chashash Kashrus, right? Just like we have by Chalav, just like we have by Yayin, let's say, it all starts with Yayin Nesach, so too, it is here, Yachilenu Davar Tameh. Tosfos on second line, V'yoser Hayinir Alafari Shatam Mishum Chasnus. Right, the issue is intermarriage, V'chein Pir Shakujas B'masisin. Right, and that's what Rashi quoted in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said, Kulhu Mishum Chasnus. So somehow, you know, he changed. You know, how exactly you put this together? So I think we mentioned this idea then, but I'll mention it again, that based on a Rashba, or if Soloveitchik developed the idea that maybe the motivation for the Takana was an issue of Yachilenu Davar Tameh, but then they gave it the status. I'm sorry, the motivation of the Takana was Chasnus, but they gave it the status of Davar Tameh. That's how you put it together. Right, it kind of fitted into the words. But if you look in one of the first Misora journal, says Rav Soloveitchik, the chiluk din bishul akum ipas akum shahare after tam v'sibasu isur shave b'shnehem. Even though the root of the of both isurim are the same, pas and bishul, they're both mishum chasnus, right, to prevent intermarriage. Aval b'bishul akum kiva deyesh. Gam chash deshem yachilenu davar tameh, because there's also somewhat of a chance of non-kosher. Chalaku b'chalos isuro v'dino bipasakum, and it's different. V'dino ki iser chefsa k'machalos asuro sedavar tameh. Shari tamer k'shechazal gazru is exaver yesh lechalik bein hasiba shebavura gazru levein hagdara se iser. You have to know the reason for the iser and for the definition of the iser when they make it. Ukamosha matzinu linya gzeira shegazru chazal b'stam yenam she'asur mishum benoseim v'gam mishum chashash yayin nesach. And he quotes the Rashba earlier. Again, the difference between the tamak zeira and the hagdaras gzeira. So maybe the tamak zeira is chasnus, but the hagdaras gzeira is that they gave it the status of davar tameh, because that's also a related issue in our sugi. If you look at the Tosfos Rid in the footnotes, the author has a different shot of trying to put the two Rashis together, maybe to explain one of the reasons applies even in a Jew's house, which we will, Be'ez Hashem, talk about in a minute. Actually, let's do that right now. Tosfos quotes the Ravid, third line, Omer Rav Avraham Bar Dovin, Devadai Shlokos Asru Chachamim K'shovi Kochavim Mevashlam Bebeso. For sure, says the Ravid, if a non-Jew is cooking in his own house, that's usher. That's Isser Bishalakum. Aval kshu mevashel bebeso shel Yisrael, ein lachush, lo lachasus, v'lo l'shem yachilenu dvarim tameim. If the non-Jew is cooking in the Jew's house, there's no issue. He's only using the Jew's ingredients, and there's no issue of chasus, because they're working for me. Or, I shouldn't say that. They're working in my house. V'lo hodelo Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was not moda to that, and we do not say lakula. We are machmir in this disregard. Just because the non-Jew is cooking in the Jew's house does not mean that it's mutter. V'lo hodelo Rabbeinu Tam. Devada kiva shovei kochavim mevashel lo chilku klal chachamim bein rishus ha-Yisrael l'rishus shovei kochavim. There's no difference between where the food is being cooked. Kila olam yesh lachush shema lo yizar gam b'beiso shel Yisrael kamo b'beiso shel akum. Right, and therefore, that's an important sheet of the Ravid to be aware of, but we generally, says Rabbeinu Tam, don't assume that way. So that is one machlokas. There's another machlokas in the Rishonim here. What about if a non-Jew works for a Jew? Again, a discussion. Is there a chashash of chasnus if they're working for me? It's my servant. It's my maid. So again, a machlokas, and we are machmir. We are machmir that even if a non-Jew is working for the Jew, that is still l'chumra. And that is the look in the Ramah. The Ramah discusses this. Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel is the simon about about Bishlakum. The Ramah, Sif Dalad, Yesh Mishamatir Bishvachos Shalanu, Samatir Shvachos, right, the Ramban, right here, the Shvachos Aknuyos, V'yesh Misha Oser Afilu B'dieved, and some Asir even B'dieved, meaning there's no such heter. Ramah, U'B'dieved, Yesh Lismoch Adibri HaMatirim. And B'dieved, maybe one can rely on the Matirim. Really? So just if you have a Shifcha, so it says the Vilna Gaon. Says the Vilna Gaon, Mitzurif Lada'as Haravid Bitosvis Lamed Chesamed Aleph Dibur Maskel Ella. Whoa! So what is the Gra saying? Really, you have two machlokas and we're machmer by each machlokas. But if you have both together, so maybe then we can be mekel. Again, if you have a non-Jew cooking in a Jew's house, and the non-Jew is a shivcha kinuya to the Jew, so then maybe one can be mekel. So that is the psak of how the Gra understands the Ramah. What if Ebes Banazeh? What if you have a non-Jewish help in the house cooking? So definitely lechadchila, that's still a problem. Definitely lechadchila is still a problem. We wouldn't rely on this lechadchila. First of all, because our maids and our help, if one would have them, Ebes Banazeh, is not a shivcha kinuya. It's not a shivcha kananis. It's not that type of shivcha, right? It's a woman or a man, whoever it is, that have certain responsibilities in the house, but it's not the same in terms of that status that was had earlier. Number one. Number two, who says this is a lechachila? Maybe this is just a bidi eved. So there are those that say that bidi eved, if the woman in the house, the non-Jewish woman in the Jew's house made something that bidi eved, you're allowed to eat it. Bidi eved, you're allowed to eat it. But not all poskim say that. Rabbi Forst mentions that in his sefer on kashrus, but not everyone mentions that, right? Some say, some poskim that I've heard say that if you allow that b'dieved, that people aren't going to be nizar on it l'chadchila. They're just going to say, oh, okay, the food's okay b'dieved anyway, so I don't have to be so careful. No, the only way to keep this halacha strong is to ask for the food even b'dieved, and in that way, we don't possibly like these two machlokos. Right? So again, there's a tzad l'chadchila to say if you have both together, but that is not so clear. Good. So that is the source of the halacha, and we pass in lemaisa that is issur d'rabbanan. So here we go. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav. The rules. We know there are three major conditions of Bishlakum. They're all on this daf. Right? They're all from the Gemara. We pass in, you need all of them to aser. If you're missing any of the three conditions, then it's not Bishlakum, and it's mutter. Right here, right at the beginning, you have the first two. Number one. Kol ha'nechal kamoshi uchai, ein bo mishum bishulei, anything that can be eaten raw, anything that can be eaten without the cooking, there's no bishalakum. Because what's the svara? They didn't really do anything for me. Right? I could have eaten it myself. So by water, if a guy warms up, again, let's just go back, and maybe I wasn't as clear as I should have been. Bishalakum, pashtos, bizvan hazeh, we paskin, is mishum chasnus. Meaning, even if I know all the ingredients are kosher, I watch a non-Jew make something in my house, boil me up noodles from start to finish, so that's still asur d'rabbanan because of bishalakum, right? Even if all the ingredients are kosher. Why? Because of chasnus. But there are three conditions that you need for the isur. Number one, if you could have eaten the food raw, there's no isur of bishalakum. So water, if a guy warms up water, boils up water for a Jew, there's no problem, right? Water can be drunk raw. Any type of food that can be eaten raw is allowed lechadchila for bishalakum. There's no bishalakum. Besura masi hachi, but b'disa mas. Okay, that's number one. In Surah they said that heter. Says the Ritva, even if I usually don't eat it raw, but it can be eaten raw. Says the Ritva, pirish shero'i lo'ochlo k'mo shu'chai, v'yavol b'she'en ha'regilus lo'ochlo, ela mevushal, v'achi rod kula pirkin. So what does that mean? What if it's eaten mamish ideat chak? Rivra doesn't say that. It just says that I usually don't eat it raw. What about a potato? Generally, people don't eat raw potatoes, right? If somebody is starving, they'll eat a raw potato. But that's not normal, right? Something that, even if I don't eat it, right, it's raw la'ochlo, even if I'm not raw, guilty to eat it. I would say, what about a carrot? Many people eat carrots raw in salads, or they bite about a carrot. What if I don't eat a carrot raw? But many people eat it raw, even if I'm not raw to eat it raw. So again, I don't think the Rivra is saying, I de atchak. But it's something that can be in raw normally, and so it might not be the minog of the place, but it can be in raw. But if something that's never eaten raw, except that somebody's starving, that would not be included in this category. And you go by Rov Bnei Adam, right? That's what the poskim discussed. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis, what if one person has unusual eating habits? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Davar Pashut Hu, Dele Inyan Davar She'enu Nechal Kamo Shehu Chai, Hochan Acha Rov Bnei Adam. Dema Rov Ein Ochlen Machlazeh Kamo Shehu Chai, if most people do not eat it raw, Af Shehayachid Ochlo, even if one person does, Vikol Makom, Aser Gam Laoso Yachid Ochlo Mavushal. Because he has to be Machmir. Vema Rov Ochlen Zek Shehu Chai, and if most people do eat it raw, Af Shehayachid Eino Yachal Ochlo Rak Mavushal, even if one person needs to eat it cooked, mikol makom mutterbo. The bala daito eitzel kol adam v'chei pasak echan migdolei ha'achronim. But then he adds, aval imit. So people, individuals are bundled to the zibur. What if you have different countries, different eating habits? Aval im medina achas ochla kshichaya u'medina acheres ein ochlin rak mevushal ein niftalin zelazeh. So then they are not mevutal to each other. So where does this come up? Bizman hazeh, every country eats sushi. Everybody eats sushi. But I think 20 years ago, when I was growing up, sushi wasn't a thing. Only maybe in the, Japan or other countries like that. So then if there was different eating habits, eating raw fish. So in the country where raw fish is eaten, so then it would not be subject to bishalakum. In a country where nobody eats raw fish, then it would be subject to bishalakum. Again, the things could change over time. The halacha doesn't change, but the application of the halacha changes because one has to know exactly what one is referring to. And then he quotes in the brackets here, one medina is not bundled to the other one, ayin tosus shabbos adi bezim abez. What's tosus and shabbos adi bezim abez? What's tosus talking about there? Tosus is talking about there. Remember the anshe hutsal. What's the anshe hutsal? Remember that people used to carry things on their head, right? Is that called normal for hilcha shabbos? So the Gemara says, what anshe hutsal rubat alma? Tosfos discusses there the different sugyas in Shas that give it different impressions. Do you say that people's individual behavior have significance in Hilcha Shabbos? I never carry anything in my head. So if I carry something in my head on Shabbos outside, is that a shinui? Tosfos discusses there the mashma dal asra nami amar debala daitan v'chein reish b'chol ma'arvin. He says, so what if a kasha perachavis kabi beis menashia yisochten b'rimonim? And it says in, right, it quotes into what do you consider a minag amakom? Tosas there says hasam chashem minag aravia to lachol haolam nami im hayolam rov gamalam havinami mekaimi. If they had the, maybe Tosas says if the whole world had these things, so then you would go by it. Aval beis menashe the chad gavra baladaito one person versus a country. Aval gavra lachol haolam hayolam rimonim harbeah yisochten. Okay, well Tosas discusses that, but that is the what the Aruch HaShulchan refers to that sugya. But again, generally you go by rov bnei adam. And if it's different countries, you could go by, each one could follow their own reality. So that is one heter, one salah hakel. If it could be in raw, so then it is okay. And obviously this has many ramifications, right, for, things that could be eaten raw, but that still does not help us for eggs, for noodles, other things like that, that generally are not eaten raw. So, number two. Pumbadisa mastuhaki. Pumbadisa, they have the following, statement of Amar Rav Shua bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav. Kol she'enu nechal al shulchan malachim lo lafeis bo asapas ein bo mishum bishule ovdei kochavim. Anything that literally does not go up on the king's table, so that is not subject to bishalakim. To put this simply, it has to be a chash of food. It has to be a chash of food. If it wouldn't be, that's what Chazal targeted when they said, you know, we're worried about intermarriage. If it's a low-level inferior type of food, so we're not worried about that. That's going to cause any chasnus. But if it's a chash of food, so then it is more of a problem. So does this mean, again, a discussion in the Rishonim, what the king would eat at the state dinner or what the king would eat for dinner any night? So how chasha does it have to be? This is the one of the three conditions that is hardest to pin down. What exactly does it mean a chasha food? So bizman hazeh, would it be served at a smorgasbord? So basically, everything would be served at a smorgasbord. Oh, only fleishiks? No. Let's say you go to a brunch, a bar mitzvah brunch on a Sunday morning in Chutz Laretz, right? Or a Friday morning here in Eretz Yisrael, right? So what would be served there? So everything would be served there. Right, so it's very hard to have a kula. Certain things, certain canned items, or some say no, but they would use canned items too. Nobody would know about it. So again, it's hard to pin down exactly what this, what's what is not olal shulchan malachim. There are some examples, but one should ask their local posting. Okay, but these are the first two conditions, and we will have the third Be'ez Hashem soon. So my binayu, what's the nafkamina between these two? We get binayu dogim ketanim, little fish, va'ardi, some type of mushroom, v'daisa, and some type of porridge. Right? What are these three? Says Rashi, they are not eaten raw. Right, so if their issue is number one, if you would hold these in separately, they are not eaten raw, so they would be subject to bishalakim, but they are not chasha foods. So according to that far, they wouldn't be subject to bishalakim. So each one of these would have an afkamina. We paskin like both of them. But that's so far. So let's continue. Amar Vasi Amarav, dagim ketanim meluchim, little salty fish, ein bahem mishum bishuli ovdei kachavim. Right, there's no problem of bishul akum because they are eaten in this state. They are eaten. You put salt on it, Rashi nechal and kemoshein machmas mochan. So therefore, if you want to cook it, that's okay because they're eaten even before the cooking. Amar Rav Yosef imtsalan ovei kochavim somech yisrael aleh mishum iruvi tafshilin. If a non-Jew takes and roasts these fish, that is fine. We just said there's no problem of bishul akum. So if they roast them, right, roasting is also a problem. So if they roast them, so you could use it for Erev Tavshilin. It's not an usur food. Erev Tavshilin, you have to use something that is edible to you. Right? Erev Tavshilin, we know the Takana Drabanan from the second paragraph of Masechas Beitza of allowing us to cook in preparation of Shabbos on Yantif. Right? You make an Erev Tavshilin either on Wednesday or Thursday. Says the Rav Yosef that if the Ovei Kochavim roasted it, then it is still mutter. Vim avdinu Ovei Kochavim kisa daharsana aser. But if they made a kisa daharsana, which Rashi explains that they fried, right, shuman of fatty fish with flour, aser, so that is bishalakam. The flour cannot be eaten raw, and therefore it is aser. Says the Gemara Pshitas, that's obvious. What's the chiddush of that statement? Oh, ma'od the tema harsana ikker, kamash volan kimcha ikker. You might say the harsana, the fish is the ikker, and the salty fish can be in raw. Kamash volan, the flour is the ikker. And what do you know from this yisod? This daf in Avodah Zarah, right, tells us everything you need to know about bishalakam. Right, what's this yisod? You go by the ikker ingredient. You go by the ikker ingredient. What if some ingredients are subject to bishalakam and some ingredients are not subject to bishalakam? You go by the ikker ingredient. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Kuf Yud Gimel. Where's my Shulchan Aruch? Here says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Gimel. Irev davar hanechal kamo shehu chai im davar she'eno nechal kamo shehu chai. Right, if you mix them up, ubishlam ovei kochavim im ha'ikker midavar sheish bo mishum bishuli ovei kochavim aser. V'yim lav mutter. You go by the ikker ingredient. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. And then he quotes a couple of examples of mixtures. But where's a classic example of this? Coffee. Right? Any type of drink. That's okay. As long as you know all the ingredients are kosher, there's no problem with bishalakum. Because the ikker ingredient of any drink is water. And water is ne'echal kamoshu huchai. And therefore it wouldn't be a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan also expands upon this in Os Chaf Beis. In Os Chaf Beis, Sheikhar, beer, right? So another example. Chein anu shosim tei bibateihem. Bipnei she'esa vatei batal agabe amayim. V'chein mutter lishtos, kafe. V'shokolada, bilo chalav. That's in the Aruch HaShulchan. 400 years ago. Behetra kafi fashakolada. Vechein pasak v'tshuvas bear asek. Simin kufei. Tegamin a kedoshim mutter. Vechulav ales tachash to the chumras. Okay, so again, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Continues actually in the next sif Chav Gimel. Tevo dami achilu l'shdiya. Datam shemru v'tam abito v'tam abrache nemol v'shini hadavar meikaro. Go v'sheichar v'tei v'kafi. Shemeshanem achilu l'shdiya. Mashenkin apanda. He quotes another chumra of a different type of food. Okay, either way, you go by the ikker ingredient, that is what is mentioned. Another major, important, machlokes, Rishonim, right here, the Ritva quotes this. What about the kalim? What about if a non-Jew cooked in my kalim? The bishalakam aser kalim, machlokes Rishonim. Right, the Ritva right here quotes, Miksas Rabosai, I'm sorry, that's the next statement. That's another machlokas. We'll get to that soon. Hashem, Bishum Bishuli Goyim, Omer Mori Harashba, Shagama Kalim Nasarin, Imo, Kishar Isurim Durabanan, Tahabali Isura. Says the Rashba, it's Asur. It Asur's Kalim. Avomori Hara'a writes machlokas in my between my Rebbeim. Mori Hara'a says the Hara'ah Zal, I lost the place. Sorry. Haya Omer Dekiva Dehekelu Kama Dvarim Mishum Shili Goyim Shlohay Sag Zera Ela BeIkar Atav Shol Velo BeBliyaso. The Iker Zera was about the food for Chasnus, not the taste of it. Degaria Tova Midaver Shein Ol Al Shulchan Malachim. But Taimen DeMistaver Hu. So therefore, he doesn't think it answers. Umiu BeKli SheEfshar BaGala Tovu LaGilam. Look, if you can kasher it, you might as well kasher it. What does he get this from? The end of the previous Amud, yesterday's daf. Look, there's a river there, just go in the mikvah. Right? You might as well. You might as well. So that is the machlokas, 2 days in the Ritva. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. All day at the end of the simen. The end of Kufya Gimel. Kalim Shabisho by Movi Kochavim Lefaneinu. Dvarim Sheishbem Mishum Bishuli of the Kochavim. Tsrichim Hechsher. The Yesh Omrim Sheinem Tsrichim Hechsher. 2 days quoted. And the Shulchan Aruch does say, V'yafla divrei ha-matzrichim hechsher, even if you say that you need hechsher, and you should do that, l'chadchila, but imhu klicheres, what if it's a klicheres that generally you can't kasher? So we'll be makel here. Magilo shalosh pa'amim v'dayo, v'vnei she'en l'isruzeh ikar bidda o'raisa. So again, machlokas, whether it asers the kalim. Again, one of my rabbis said that he was noted to always say it does aser the kalim, because that's the way that if people don't think the kalim is going to be aser, they're not going to be as careful, you know, in terms of making sure that the help in the house doesn't use the pots. They could have their own pot, and that'll be it, and then people will be much more careful about it. But again, it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and we shall ask their local posek what they should follow. Okay, so that's about the Iker and Tafel and about Kalim. Vaiter Amar Abruna Amarav Ovik Ochavim Sheitis Azar Ba'agam. What if Ovik Ochavim lit? And again, all these halachas do not apply only to idolaters, right? This applies, one of those halachas that apply to all non-Jews. So let's say Ovik Ochavim lit an area on fire, a field. There happened to be some grasshoppers in the field, and they were roasted. Kol ha-chagavim sheba'agam asurim. So that's bishalakum, right? All the chagavim in the agam are asur, right? Rashi says, nisbashlu machmas ha'or, chagav eino ta'un shchita. Doesn't need shchita, right? Other animals, a cow, all other animals, ofos and behemoths and chayos, they need to be killed through shchita. If they are killed through any other way, that's nevela, that's not kosher. But chagavim and dagim do not need shchita. Right, and therefore, they are not usher mishum. They didn't have shchita. They're usher because of mishalakim. So, hechidami, what's the exact case here? Ilema delo yada heitar veheitame. Is it that I don't know which, they're unidentifiable now. I don't know if they're tahar or tamei. My ariyovik ochavim avil Yisrael nami, even if it's Yisrael. Lit the field on fire, then it should be a problem. Elamishum mishulia ovik ochavim. It must be because of mishalakim. And that's why. Again, we didn't talk about grasshoppers too much. On yesterday's daf, we had a little kind of chagavim, but again, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh talks about the katab of Misora that we have. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, we don't need any of them because we don't have a Misora, and we should be very careful about it. But again, that's a big topic. Is it Ola al Shulchan Malachim? So, Pasha, it sounds like, yes. Sounds like it is, I guess, in Mitzrayim. It was Ola, right? That's the chocolate covered, locusts that they, right, the mak of Arba. So anyway, ki hagavna mi aser, right, it's not Ola on any of our tables, even non-malachim. Ki hagavna mi aser, says the Gemara, is that really aser? In that case, where the guy had no kavana to roast grasshoppers, he just had a kavana to burn the field. So ki hagavna mi aser, v'yamar Rabchanan bar Ami, amar Bilazar Rabbi Yochanan, another yesod, hayobi kochavim decharach resha, anobi kochavim that burns off, that roasts off, some singes off, some hair, sure, the mechamini afilim reish unya, they could eat the animal even from its ear. Why? Almal avrei seirka machavin. If a non-Jew cooks, but not for the sake of cooking, for some other reason, you don't say psik reisha when it comes to bishalakum. Right? You don't say, if the kavana wasn't to cook, so then, It's not to cook in order to prepare the food. Then there's no iser, right? He was just trying to remove the hair of the animal. Hachanami legluya agmakom mechaved. He was just trying to get rid of the vegetation in this area. He wasn't trying to cook the grasshoppers. So why are they aser? So Gemara says, "La olam, you're right. Delo yada heitar veitami." The real issue there is an issue of kashrus. You don't know which are kosher, which are not kosher. Well, my sashay bovik kachavim hayav. Happens to be, bovik kachavim did it. But you're right. Even if Yisrael had done it, it would still be usher. Gufa, Amar Bar Ami, Amar Bidas, Amar Biyochanan, Hai, Ovi Gacham Dacharach Reisha, Shurla Mechal, Mine Afila Mirish Unya, as we just said, Amar Avina, Hilkach, Hai, Ovi Gachavim, the Shada Sikhsa La Atuna, the Ovi Gachavim, that threw a peg into an oven, right? Because he wanted to finish processing to dry out the peg. V'kavar by Yisrael Kra Meikara, and a Jew had put in a gourd, had put in some type of a pumpkin in the oven beforehand, and then the non-Jew throws in this peg and turns on the fire. Shaper dami, it's mutter, right? Because he didn't have kavana to cook the gourd; he had kavana to dry out his peg. So pshita. So again, is that obvious based on what we just said? That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. So ma'od the teima of shuli manaka machave. No, you might think he has kavana to cook there. He's cooking this kli, he's cooking this peg. So it's still called Bishol Kamash Volan Lashirui Monika Machavein. He's not having kavana to cook it. He's having kavana to dry it out and to harden it. Rashi, Lahakshosis Hayaseid Vein Daito Lebishol. Right, and therefore it's not a problem. Right, Rashi says, Kamash Volan Ein Bishol Bekalim. Right, we know the principle of Ein Binyan Bekalim. But Rashi says, Ein Bishol Bekalim. Ask Tosfos, what are you talking about? On Shabbos that would be Asur Mishum Bishol. Tosfos says, as he says in many places in Shas, and many other Rishonim say, and the Gemara say, don't compare Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Bishalakim. Tosfos says, in the bottom Tosfos, V'yafa gav yabrin perek lagadol. And even though we say in Masechet Shabbos, Hai man deshadi sechzalat tuna chai mishum avashel, you throw in a peg into the oven, you're achayef for Bishol, Hai nula inyin Shabbos. V'yafa gav delashuri monika machave, and even though your kavan is just to harden it, mikamakam hu mevashel ksas. You are still cooking a little bit. V'gamla oso bishol garua hu miskaven. And even for that inferior bishol yes kavana v'gabe Shabbos echmir lachshivo. And for Shabbos we're machmir to be machshiv that. What is Tosfos alluding to? Meleches machsheves. Right? We are machshiv that because that is exactly what you wanted to do, and therefore it's going to be usur. And you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos for bishol. But by Bishul Akum, that's not called a Chashav act, and therefore the Chazal did not asur it. Put this on the list. This is an example of Machmir in Hilchos Shabbos and Mekel and Kol Torah Kula. Most of the time in Meleches Machsheves, the 15 examples of Meleches Machsheves is where Shabbos is more Mekel than other context. That's the basis of the principles of Misasek and Meleches Shenesu Chalagufa, Shinui and Grama and the like. All of those Chatzishir, possibly all of these are related to the concept of Meleches Machsheves. The Shabbos has to be thought out expert work, and if it's not, so then it's Lakula. That's usually how it goes, but there are a couple of examples where Meleches Machsheves is a Chumra, where it's Chumra in Hilchos Shabbos, different than in other contexts. Right? Just to quote two other examples, the Gemara in Shabbos in the Baba Kama Daf Ayin, Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samach, where the Gemara talks about the Malacha of Zoreh. Usually, if I use the wind to damage you, that's called Grama B'Dizakin, and that's Patur, but the Malacha of Zoreh, of winnowing on Shabbos, I throw it up in the air, I use the wind, that's the Malacha. That's the Malacha of Zoreh. And that's what Tosfos the Gemara says. Ki amrinan Zoreh umuruch misayaso haino linyin Shabbos to Meleches Machsheves Aser Torah. And you did what you wanted to accomplish, and that's why it's Aser. Aval hacha grama ba'alma hu ba'grama b'nizakin pater. That's another example of Meleches Machsheves as a chumra in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, that's Baba Kama Daf Samach. And the other example is fascinating machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. On Daf Lama Zayin Mabez and the Daf Yarif, the Gemara says that on Shabbos, let's say I have a ches, and I erase the top of the ches. So now I have two Zions. That's chayev mishum kosev. I'm chayev for writing by the act of erasing on Shabbos. That's the Gemara. Says the Rashba, you know what you see from here? What if I was supposed to write two Zions in the Torah? Mezuzos. Right? And I wrote a ches instead. I could just erase the top of it, and that's called writing two Zions. That's not called chok tochos. which is a problem. Chatochas means is where I do something to the background and the letters memela appear. That's usually, that's a problem. Chok yerechos, you have to draw the forms of the letters. So says the Rashba, if it worked, if you're chayv in Hilchas Shabbos, it must be, it's considered ksiva for Hilchas Tam as well. And says the Ran there, what are you talking about? By Shabbos is called ksiva because melechus bach Shabbos asr Torah. You wrote, but this is not called ksiva legabi stam. This is not called ksiva for sefer Torah. You can't compare the two cases. After quoting the Rashba, to be hashamina to be kai gabna lo mikri chok tochos she'enu ela kemafrid bein shei osios tivukos v'chein kishenalo legagos al dalas vaso reish enu ela kadiyosh enafal al gabi os v'li nira de ein mikan raya to legabi Shabbos like a kpeda bein chok tochos lechok yerechos to kol hecha davi melechus bach Shabbos v'chayiv. Right, it's all, you know, the Bechel Bashev is not the issue. Even Mochi Gavna Aslik Tov Yechayev. Abo Bemidi Debeinan Ksiva, Ki HaGavna Ein Lanu. That's the Machlokas, but again, other examples. Here's another one. Right, this example of cooking is cooking for Hilchos Shabbos, but it's not cooking for Hilchos Bishul Akam. It's a little different, because here we're comparing a Daraisa context and a Drabanan context. The two that I just mentioned were both Daraisa contexts. Right, comparing Shabbos and Nezek, and Shabbos and Ksiva Sefer Torah. This is even better because it's comparing a Daraisa to a Darabanan. Okay. Weiter. Now we get to the third and final Yesod. The Gemara doesn't say it as clearly as the first two. There's no Bishalakim, but it's the implicit status. Right? The next 20 lines we're going to have all different examples of a non-Jew has to do the entire process. So it's only usser if A, it cannot be in raw, B, it's olal shocham alachem zachasha food, and C, the non-Jew does the entire process. But if a Jew does any part of the process, it's mutter. So what does that mean, part of the process? So that's a discussion in the following Gemaras. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hiniach Yisrael basar agabe gecholim. What if a Jew put the basar on the coals? Ubo v'kochavim v'hafach bo, and the non-Jew came and stirred it around a little bit, mutter. Then it's mutter, say chidami. What exactly is the case? If the case is where if he wouldn't have stirred it, so then havi bashil, so it would have been bashil anyway. So pshita, it's obvious that it's mutter, right? It would have cooked anyway, even without the guy's actions. Elolav di lo hafach lavi bashil. So what does it mean? If he wouldn't have stirred it, it wouldn't have cooked. So amai mutter bishul shol v'kochavim ninu. Then it should be aser. If it wouldn't have cooked without the non-Jew's part. So lo tzricha, di lo hafach avibasho betarti shoy. It would have cooked in 2 hours. V'ashaka basho b'chadashayta. And he stirred it and made it cook sooner. He cooked it 1 hour. So ma'od etema kiruv bishulo milsahi. You might think kiruv bishulo is significant. I might add, just like it's significant in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, kiruv bishulo is aser daraisa. If I cook something, it's going to cook in 2 hours, I make it cook sooner. Right? I stir something on the fire that is not fully cooked. Then I'm asur mishum Shabbos, so you might think it's also asur for bishul akum kamash malon. We don't say that. No, kamash malon. We say kir bishulo is not good enough for bishul akum, even though it is good enough for Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'yamar Rabbi Asir, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol shu kamachol ben drusoi, ein bo mishum mishulo yavdu kohavim. Right, what does the Rabbi Yochanan say? Anything that is already machol ben drusoi is not subject to bishul akum. If a Yisrael cooks something, kamachol ben drusoi, makes it edible, machlokas a third or a half cooked, machlokas Rashi Rambam, but either way, as long as it's somewhat edible, so then there's no bishul akum. Ha eino kamachol ben drusoi, that sounds like if it's not machol ben drusoi yet, yesh bo mishum shaloi of the kochavim, there is a problem, even if a Jew does part of the process. Right, he doesn't have any chilukim regarding that issue. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. Hasam over there, Ravasi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, only meant to go into Osei v'Silta. Right, he's only talking about where a Jew did nothing. A Jew put it in the basket. V'shakle avikachavim v'Osei v'Tanura, and the guy put it in the oven. Right, if a Jew does part of the preparation of the food, but nothing to do with the cooking, that doesn't help. But if a Jew does any part of the process and makes it Machlo ben Drusoi, so then it is okay. That's why we also say reheating. Reheating something is no bishul akum by. It's already cooked. Right? If a Jew makes it Machlo ben Drusoi, then even if a non-Jew goes from Machlo ben Drusoi to Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, that is not a problem. Even though, again, I might add, for Hilchos Shabbos, we're machmir about that. But for Hilchos Bishul Akum is not a problem. There is a machlokas rishonim right here. What about the opposite? What if a goy made a Machlo ben Drusoi? Right? The Gemara doesn't talk about that case. and then a Jew, right? I've gotten the Shiloh before. Somebody comes home to the house and they see that their non-Jewish help, you know, wanted to do them a favor, so they put the chicken into the oven and it's already edible, but it's not machlo, it's not fully cooked. So is it too late? So that is a machlokas rishonim. Do you say that just like a Jew's machlo ben drusai is good, a non-Jew's machlo ben drusai is bad? Or do you say no? Any part of the process is okay. That's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva, the Rashba and the Rash and the Ritva. The Rashba is machmir here. Mixas Rabosai, says the Ritva. I'll just have the Ritva open. Mixas Rabosai lamdu mikan. Raila divrei ben Chananel. Shekasav shetashal shenespashal biad goy kemachlo ben drusai yesh bo mishum shuli akum. It's a problem. Avagav de osei besolta by yisov agamro. Even if a Jew finishes it, because machlo ben drusai is nechshav kemevushal, and therefore a guy cooked it, right? Just like at the beginning, so too a Jew, so too non-Jew. But the Ritva here is Mako, and the Rosh here is Mako. V'chein yeloi rati l'sof daito, v'chein das rov aposkim, t'kol shagamro biad Yisrael, la'olam mutter, afilu hecha detchiloso biad goy kemachlo ben drusai. Right, that is the Heter and Machlokes, and we are Mako regarding that. Right, we are Mako regarding that in Shulchan Aruch. As long as a Jew does part of the process. That's the Macho Ben Drusai line in Kuf Yud Gimel. Kol She Bishlo Yisrael Ma'at Bishulo Bein Betchila Bein Basof Mutter. Right, that is the language of the Rambam, but that's what we paskin. You come home, stir it. You come home, do something to it to be able to make it considered Bishol Yisrael. Good, we continue. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learned in the Raisa. If a Jew put Basar on the coals, and a non-Jew came and moved them, Achi Yava Yisrael, Meniach, this is Lachadchila. A Jew can put Basar Agabi Gacholim, Wolvi Gacholim, Habichbo, and the non-Jew could come, Asher Yavo Yisro, Mibes HaKnesses, Mibes HaMedrish, Vein HaChoshes. Doesn't have to be worried about it. One second. Is the non-Jew by himself? What about Basar Shinas Alim in Ha'ayin? A separate discussion. So again, it might mean that, doesn't mean that nobody's home. It means that the person who put it there, but there are people around too. Might not mean literally that the goy is the only one there. Shofet is isha kader agabi kira. Ubas ove kochavim. A woman can put a pot on a oven. Ubas ove des kochavim. Umegisa. And a non-Jew can come and stir it. Achetov umbeis amerchas. Umbeis akneses. Veina chosheshes. As soon as she goes back from the beis amerchas or from the shul, veina chosheshes. And, interesting. I didn't see the postgame discuss it, but if you're medayek, when it says Yisrael, a Jew, which is Lechora, a man, he's either coming from the Beis HaKnesses or from the Beis HaMedrash. The woman is either coming from the Beis HaKnesses or from the Beis HaMerachatz. So to the Yukim, she's not coming from the Beis HaMedrash. But number two, she is coming from the Beis HaKnesses. So women did go to shul, right, Beis HaKnesses, right, there are Ramban writes, Hagbiz, about showing it to the men, women, and children, right? So it showed that Beis HaKnesses, but it doesn't say anything about the Beis HaMedrash. Okay. Vayter, Ibai Luhu, Hiniach Ovei Kochavim, V'Hafach Yisrael, Mahu, what if a guy put it on, and a Jew stirred it? So Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Kavachomer, what's the issue? Gomer B'Yad Ovei Kochavim Mutter, Gomer B'Yad Yisrael, Kol Shekein, so the Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak says he's even a Kavachomer, right? Isn't the ending the crucial? So maybe that's how the Ritva and the Rosh assume, like it doesn't mention anything here about Machu Metrusai, but maybe they get it from this line. Itmar Nami Amar Rav Chanan Rav Yochanan, Mami Lo Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanan Rav Yochanan, Bein Shiniach Ovei Kochavim V'Hafach Yisrael, Bein Shiniach Yisrael V'Hafach Ovei Kochavim Mutter, Bein Oaser Achetei Tchiloso, V'Gomer B'Yad Ovei Kochavim. Right, which sounds really very much like the kula shita that we just mentioned. Right, if a Jew does anything in the cooking process, that's not called bishul akum. Amar avina hilchasa, hai harifta, the shoglo v'gachavim, a bread that the non-Jew put in the oven, va'afa Yisrael, but the Jew, though, did the baking. Inami, now we're getting into pas a little bit. Inami shogar Yisrael, va'afa v'gachavim, inami shogar v'gachavim, va'afa v'gachavim, va'afa Yisrael v'chata bochitui, shaper dami. Again, if a Jew does anything, it is mutter. Big discussion again in the Rishonim. What if a Jew just turns on the fire? Is that good enough? Is that called part of the cooking process? Just turning on the fire. So that is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber is machmir, right? And shouldn't you gimel siv zayin? That's why Svardim are more machmir in this regard. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ein shkira satan or moeles, ela bapas. Read this Gemara, but we just switched to pas.
pas is less chamor. Aval bishar hamizbashlim ein shkiras hatanur v'lo alakas ha'ish ma'ale u'moredes ela ha'hanacha dafka. You got to do part of the cooking process, something with the food, right? And that is what is needed. The Rama is mekol v'yesh cholkin v'svira leid alakas ha'ish chitui begechala mani l'nyim bishol k'mo l'nyim pas v'chei noagin. Don't be medayik. Remember, this context of our Gemara here is pas. We throw in this line about afia. So is that meduyak or not? So that's machlokas rishonim regarding a non-Jew doing a little bit of the fire. This comes up very halacha lemaisa. In some places, it's very hard to have a Jew do something with the actual food. Remember, I saw an article once about some of these humongous plants in China. These huge, was described to me. Imagine if you have a shopping cart as big as a building, filled with tuna, right? And that's pushed into an oven. And that's cooked. That's steamed. Another machlokas where the steam is called, bishul. But either way, let's assume that's a problem. So, what? And then the non-Jew could turn, the Jew, the mashgiach could turn on the oven. But he's gonna have to get down there and help push this big shopping cart, you know, to do something, l'shitas hasfardim. So there is an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, in Yoredei at Simin Tzadi Vav, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, if the Jew turns on the oven after the food is in place, that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree it's lakula. Because after all, that's doing the actual cooking process. The food is all there, nothing's going to happen unless a Jew does something. That is a big kula that certain kashrus organizations use, that Avnei Nezer, that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree lakula if the food is on the oven first, before you turn on the oven, before you turn on the fire. Good. Dag maliach. So what does this mean? We'll go with Rashi's pshat of the Gemara. If a non-Jew salts a fish, is that called bishul? Chizki Yeshari Rabbi Yochanan Asar. Rabbi Yochanan said that Asar. Why? Because maliach kiroseach. Right? Salting is called cooking. Beitz atzluya, har kapara Yeshari Rabbi Yochanan Asar. Kiyaz Rabdi Yimi Amar, echa dag maliach, echa beitz atzluya. Chizki bar kapara Yesharu, Rabbi Yochanan Asar. That's the lashon. Reb Chiya parvada ikla lebeirish galusa. He once visited Amru le beitz atzluya mai. They asked him, what about a Beitz Tzluya? Amar Luhu, Chizkiya Bar Kapar, Shar Rabbi Yochanan Asar. Vein Dvarav Shal Echad Malkam Shnayim. Right, Rabbi Yochanan loses, because it's two against one, and therefore it is Mutter. Amar Luhu, Rav Zvid, Lo Tatsisu Le. Rav Zvid says, no, don't listen to him. Hachi Amar Abaya, Yochza Chavatsi Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Rav Zvid says, no. Dalach Lech Abaya. Who says? Dalach Lech Rabbi Yochanan. Next line is very mysterious. Ashkiyuha nagota dechala. They gave him some type of vinegar to drink. Venoach nafshe. Sounds like they poisoned him because they were mad at his psak. That's what it sounds like, right? Rashi says, right? Havi anshi hanaf to meiresh galusa delavi mali mishum to achmer alayu. Wow, they killed him. They killed Rizvid because they gave him a wrong psak. So if you look in the Paras Yosef here in the back, he says, no, it's a different lashon. Noach, it's not a normal lashon of Noach Nashe. It means Nachas Ruach. Nachas Ruach. What were they saying to him? They weren't sure about Beitz Tzluya, whether it was, they were trying to give him some type of vinegar, which was going to be a parallel to the Beitz Tzluya. Look here in the Paras Yosef, they were just trying to, prove a point to him. And then he had Nachas Ruach that, oh, now I understand, and therefore I understand why it should be Aser. In any case, the Chashuk HaChemeter discusses, does a posek have to give a psak, even if it might be dangerous? Did Rav Zvid know that the Anshe Reish Galuso were not the best of most upstanding individuals? And he still gave the psak. Does this mean that even if a posek knows that it might be dangerous for him, he has to give a psak? That's an interesting discussion he has here. We discussed in the past the kazav lo saguru mipnei ish, the iser d'araisa of a dayon, not poskening once he's in the, he knows exactly what the answer is going to be. Okay, it's a big discussion. We can't do it right now. Tana rabbanan hakafrisin vakaflotos v'am talai atalia v'chamin v'klay shalahen mutarin. All these items are mutter because they all could be in kaman. All of them could be in raw. Beitz atzluya asura, but an ekeat, and that's aser. Shemen, if you don't ask you based dino nimno ola vitiru, they mattered it. Tanya, he amtalaya, he pashlaya, he shiasa. It's all the same thing. My shiasa, what is shiasa? Amar Abarachana Rabbi Yochanan Harbon Shnin Dinafik Ayovdim Mitzrayim. The following story came out of Egypt 40 years ago. Rabbi Abarachana Didei Amar Hashisin Shnin 60 years ago Dinafik Ayovdim Mitzrayim. Below Pligi, there's no machlokas here. Mar Bishnei. One said it 40 years later. One said it 60 years later. But either way, what was the story? The following story proved that Shiasa does not have to be cooked to be eaten raw. Right, that's the following story. So Maisa Bizra the Karpasa, they brought seeds of Karpas. Ubizra the Kitno, Bizra the Shavlilta, Vitara Balahu Bahadi Adadi Bipashure, and they soaked all of these seeds in lukewarm water. Vishavki Lea the Makbil, and they left it till it started growing things. Umaisi Chasvi Chadati, they brought new barrels, Umalala Maya, which they filled with water, Vitara Bargargishta, they put some clay in it, Umadabkin Ban, they put these seeds into the clay. Vailam Bebani, and then they went to the bathhouse. Adinafku, and by the time they came out, Milavlovli Vachleminayu had already started growing and they were able to eat from the growth. So it was very fast. The Kairi be bainta the reishayu atufra de karayo. They even got a chill from head to toe. But what do you see from there? Just lukewarm water, meaning not in cooked, right? Yasa is still able to be eaten, and that shows that it's ne'echat moshu chai, there's no bishalaka. Period. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi doesn't like the story. Amar Rabbi Chanina Milin. Rabbi Chanina told me Milin. What does that mean? It's just words. The whole thing didn't never happened. V'amri la b'milin. Some say no. They use type of b'milin. They use some type of kishuf in order to do it. But either way, it's not something that you can rely on. Period. Hakuspan shalav dekachavim kuspan. Rashi explains here is the psoles of the dates. After you made beer, right? The psoles on the bottom. The material that's left after you make the dates. So, if you cook it in big cauldrons, it's usher because there's treif taste in there that's going to go into the psoles. In a small pot, no, you don't have to assume they're treif, and therefore the taste didn't go in. If you can't stick a little bird in there, then you could assume that the guy didn't use it for anything not kosher. That's a small yorah, and therefore you don't have to worry about any tam. V'dilma admuya admuah, v'ailua. Maybe they cut up the bird and put it in. I don't know, it has to be big enough. So, ela kol she'ein tzip, rosh tzipar dror yochol likanas l'toch. Okay, it's tiny. A tiny opening. Even the head of the bird can't go in. V'atan yechad achaz yorah gadol, achaz yorah katana mutter. We have another bryson that says they're both mutter. Lo kasha, ha'kaman da'amr, no sindam lefgam aser. Ha'kaman da'amr, no sindam lefgam mutter. So it's nosy down of gam, it's after 24 hours. So that's the machlokas, which again we'll talk more about later on in the Masechta. Be'ez Hashem. Amar Rav Ashiyai Mishcha Shlika. Sorry? Amar Rav Shesha, sorry, yeah. Amar Rav Shesha is Hai Mishcha Shlika Da'armoi Usr. This type of cooked oil of the Arameans is Usr. Is usser. Amr of Safar the Mainechashla. Why? Why is it usser? This oil, cooked oil. Imishamiya Ruve, are you worried that they mix wine in? Misrasari. No, the wine would ruin it. Imisham Shuliavdikochavim Nechal Hukamoshuchai. The oil? You can use the oil raw. Imisham Giule Ovdikochavim, if you're worried about some type of non kosher taste, you know it's a tamlaf kamu umutter. So I don't know, says Rav Safra, what you're worried about. Boy, my name is Rabbi Asi. Hania Hini Shliki Darmoi Mai. What about these type of dates, these types of dates. Chule lo tibar lecha. The sweet ones is not a question. Devadi sharu. Those can be in raw, and therefore they're mutter. Miriri lo tibar lecha devadi asiri. The bitter ones cannot be in raw. So that's for sure subject to bishal akum. Ki tibar lecha mitziyoi. What about the medium ones? My, amalahu, my tibar lechu, derabi aser manu levi. Right? No, there was a rabbi that masered, and that was Levi. Because it cannot be in raw. Shishi saw some type of mixture that you put vinegar in. Rav Shari Avua Deshmova Levi Asri. So what type of mixture is this? Some type of grain mixture. Bechiti Visari Kolamalabliki Deshari. Wheat and barley, everybody agrees that there's no derech to put vinegar in there. There's no worry about anything mixed in. And therefore, it is mutter. Bitalafche Dechala Kolamalabliki Deshari. Right, in this type of mixture that uses lentils with vinegar, everybody agrees that the lovely good usser. Right, that's a problem. Ki, what vinegar used to be wine. Ki pligi betzlafchi demaya. What about the water ones? So mar sofer gazrinan ha atu ha, umar sofer lo gazrinan. Machlokas is whether it goes or that atu the vinegar one. Viga da amri betzlafchi demaya kol amal pligi de usser. Maybe everybody agrees that you are gozer and it's usser. Ki pligi bechiti vesari. The machlokas is you take it as far as the wheat and barley ones. Mar sofer gazrinan ha atu ha, umar sofer lo gazrinan. Period. Amar Rav, Shrei Minishis Shisah, Shadar Barzilai HaGilad Yilu David. Barzilai sent two types of Shisah, this type of mixture, to David. Tachsiv, Mishka v'sapos v'chle yotzer chitim musar mekamach v'kali upol v'adashim v'kali. So you see two times in there you have the word kali roasted, and that's a reference. V'hashta hutakar mafki tzani tzani the shukah din harda. Nowadays there's baskets of them that go out to the shukah of harda. V'les tachayish lahadavu d'shmo v'levi. Nobody thinks it's usher. Nobody thinks it's usher. We're not choshish for that. We think it's not a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot, but we'll stop here. Again, the next daf, tomorrow's daf, will be put up from the last cycle, and we will continue next time, Beit Hashem, with the coming daf.